All right, Kyle, you said we're ready to do something quick and fun, and I'm here. This is quick the and after fun. Show.
We both don't feel good. We're not going to sit here for a long
time. I got COVID.
Top tier will come at you next week where we actually argue and whatnot.
Oh, dude, I got a good one for you as well.
Okay. All right, good. Do you want to say it now so I'm prepared?
No.
Oh, you want me to come unprepared?
Yeah, because I was just saying it to say it.
Oh, okay. So I was scrolling on TikTok this morning. Uh-huh. And I saw a fun little TikTok with two friends like us. Mm-hmm. Do fun little things of guessing, you know, the biggest PlayStation mascots of all time, ranked, whatever. Uh-huh. And they did one where, what are the top, whatever, best scoring PlayStation 4 games of all time?
Oh, okay.
According to Metacritic. So I have them up here. Let's see how far you can get.
Oh, wow.
Let's say top 20.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Do I have to guess their Metacritic or just
no,
like where
just give
scoring?
Me the name of the game.
Okay.
And for you at home, this is Metacritic. Do you want me to give you the range of scores? Like what's number one and what's 20? It's just so you know.
Yes, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
The number one all time is a 97.
Okay.
And the number 20 all time is a 91.
Oh my God. So it's all 90? It's all.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just first party stuff. It's all of PlayStation 4.
All of PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This makes it a little easier, I think.
Yeah. It's not too bad. I just want to see, like, there are some that I don't think you'll ever get, but we'll see.
So I'm just listing it all down.
It doesn't have to be in order. Just, you know, give me one and I'll tell you where it lands. I'll keep track on my little handy dandy post-it.
So, like, 97, I think that's Elden Ring.
Funny enough, it is not on this list.
Elden Ring's not on this list?
I don't know why they don't include it. Maybe they think it's a next-gen only. They only reviewed PS5, Xbox Series X version.
I mean, Elden Ring is...
I agree, but it's not on here.
Okay. Persona 5.
Persona 5
I is know it at... rated really high.
Persona 5 is at number 9.
Okay. All right. Okay. Damn, number 9?
Middle of the fucking you know, night. I'm just gonna give you this one because this is really messed up.
Okay.
Persona 5 Royal is at number 3.
What? Yeah, give me that. You gotta get that's not fair.
I'm
that's
giving you that right. one because that is wild. I saw that on the TikTok. I was like, come on now. How?
Bloodborne, I know Bloodborne's at a 92, so that's gonna be like number 15-ish, right?
Right on the money, number 15.
Bloodborne. Wow, look at that. Look at me go.
Yeah.
Wow, we okay.
How long has it been, Joe? We haven't heard that in a while.
Dude, I can't right now.
It's fine.
Throw a number in your head.
Yeah, I'll look it up while you're thinking.
Okay, the next one, number one, still going to high list. I mean, God of War 2018. It has to be somewhere.
God of War 2018 is at number 5.
What? I'm really trying to get at what's the number one rated game. It's not a PlayStation first party game, right?
No, it is not.
Yeah, that's why I thought, honestly, I thought it was Persona because...
Really think hard, Joe. A game that critically did extremely well. You like, but didn't love it and was a little let down by it.
Oh, everybody loved it, but I just liked it. God, it's like every other goddamn game.
No, but like you were let down as a huge fan of the series.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2 is the number one rated game.
The number one rated game tied with number 2 at 97.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. You can never catch me on Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Again, this is Metacritic, and that's... I trust Open Critic more, but it's...
I mean, I don't trust any of them, you know?
Fair.
number 2 on the list at 97? Mm-hmm. It's like when I think of 97s, I'm thinking of like, yeah, like
think of longevity. Longevity. What game has been out forever and been released on
GTA 5?
There you go. I was going to say on three separate PlayStation platforms.
Okay. My girlfriend loves that, by the way. She can't get enough of it. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
So right now you have RDR2 at 1, GTA 5 at 2.
Yep.
Persona 5 Royale,
yeah.
At 3. You have God of War 2018 at 5. Mm-hmm. Persona 5 Normal at 9.
Yeah.
Bloodborne at 15.
Where does Uncharted rank, you think?
I don't know. Is that your guess?
Wait. Last of Us Part 2. That has to be in the top 5.
What if I told you it was at number 7?
Wow. Okay.
Hot but you're damn. On the right track.
Yeah.
Without a Part 2. I mean, Part 2 doesn't happen without a...
Part 1?
Remastered is number 4.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Yeah, to be honest. It's a PS3 game when I think about it. But
that's what I think. It's
within a year of each other, so.
Yeah. And again, that port, I could totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
That's why when people like, I don't know, they complain about the part one. I think I did a really good job this week of playing Devil's Advocate, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I think I did good. All right. Where does Uncharted fall? I think it's in the 16-ish range. Like
and 16, which 16. Uncharted?
4.
Uncharted 4 is at number 10.
Oh, really?
A 93.
This game is fun as hell, dude. Really, a 93?
Okay. Same score as Last of Us Part 2.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Huh. Do you think they're afraid to ever go like a game like a 90, like one, you know? It's like the game's still amazing, Naughty Dog.
Yeah, right.
It's like, mm-hmm. We're splitting hairs here. Okay, so what do we have so far?
I will say, I know they're not this high. It's shocking to see some of our favorite games not this high on the list.
Oh, I mean, like, I know for a fact Ghost of Tsushima is not on this list.
Which is a shame.
Yeah. Death Stranding's not on this list.
Nope. Control. Spider-Man's not on this list.
Spider-Man's an 88, right?
Yep,
not on that list. Which I heard, okay, it leads into a rant. Jeff Grubb, I was listening to him. For people that were yelling at me about my opinion, he said something very similar to what I said days afterwards.
Which on opinion last week's is episode. This on?
Of like Naughty Dog on like probably what happened.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Six of them came out. They're like, you're a fucking idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about. Like, do I really know? No? Okay.
I know this doesn't matter to you. Yeah. I am genuinely so confused. You are not on the podcast yourself. I am here every week. No one sends me DMs.
But you don't want these.
I'm so confused. Yeah. Usually people with so much hate and nothing else to do in their life will target everybody.
Back. You're right. It'd be copy and paste.
Exactly. It's not that hard.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm so confused at that.
I really think it's like you say things correctly and I don't.
I sometimes say things correctly.
Fine, you have a way better track record though than me. We're like, you're not stepping out. Like, I'll be like, I'm not afraid of breaking some glass, you know?
Fair.
Let's see. But like, he was saying something about like Insomniac, they make great games, but they don't make the game of the year games. Like, Spider-Man won't be on the game of the year list. I'm like, you think? I think it very well can be.
Yeah. Like, why would it not be?
Exactly.
2018 Spider-Man was nominated.
Yeah. I think it's like it's always like the bell of the ball type of thing.
But it will never get it. Yeah.
We'll never get it because it's just the
Cinderella story kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like Zelda, goddammit.
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate's gonna win. I really do hope
it's gonna be an interesting combo for sure.
Because I really want Baldur's Gate to win.
Yeah.
Such a small team and, like, dedicated.
Yeah.
Niche. Okay. So where am I at now?
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 9 of the 20.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
let me know when you want a hint, and I'll give you a little hint here.
Yeah, there. Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Okay. Pick a number. Which one?
4. Wait, no, I already got 4.
Yeah.
What's the highest game on there?
Well, 20.
No, I mean, like, the highest. Like, I got the top five, right?
Yes, you got the top 5.
Okay. Give me number 6.
Released in 2015.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The last in the series.
Arkham? Arkham Knight?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, 2015.
Not even on the list, actually.
Really?
Not in the top 20.
2015, last in the series. Oh my goodness! Can I get one more hint?
The core series.
Core series.
The creator is Rockstar level. His name is like that of like a Beatles in the gaming world.
Really? Mm-hmm. 2015. Jesus, I'm trying to figure it out.
A lot of controversy about this publisher. That caused a very big breakup.
Caused a very publisher breakup.
Between said creator and the publisher.
Damn, this is a really good one, dude. Oh. Great hint. Great hint. I want to give Kyle Stevenson on the board here. Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain?
Correct.
Wow. God, dude. 15. That's... Fucking, what is it, 7 years ago? Jesus.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8, right?
It's wild. Okay, so now you have the top 7 down.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Do you want me to just keep going down and give you a hint?
Would yeah, that be yeah, easy yeah, for yeah, you? Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Number 8 came out in 2017.
2017.
A sequel.
A sequel.
I would say it's a niche genre.
Niche genre.
But this is like the gold standard. Everyone is trying to do what they did.
In 2017.
Yes.
Niche genre.
2K published.
What's that?
2K published.
2K published.
Their last game came out last year. Didn't get enough love.
I'm going to say it's Firaxis is the publisher, the developer. I'm going to say it's XCOM 2.
Correct.
Nice. Look at that. Look at
that. Great game. XCOM 2 is impeccable.
Firaxis, one of the best developers in that genre.
Hands down. Like you mentioned, I think, in the main show, yeah. Midnight Suns, not enough love.
Not enough love.
I got to go back, but that game is very good.
Same.
You got 9, you got 10. Oh, number 11.
Okay.
Iconic PlayStation game. Considered an indie.
Considered an indie.
2015, but this was a re-release.
Oh, 2015, PlayStation icon, but considered an indie.
One of the first... cult-like following, quote-unquote, endings that nobody saw coming.
Endings that nobody saw in 2015. Mm-hmm.
An emotional experience.
An emotional experience. Indie? Is it behind me, you think?
No.
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
Shit. One more hint.
It's the twist is that it's multiplayer and nobody knew that while you were playing.
It's multiplayer and nobody knew that when you were playing. Uh-huh. That is the twist.
Spoilers if you've never played this game once I unveil it.
2015. It's a year it's before. It's
a re-release.
A re-release.
So it came out on PS3 first.
Oh, okay. So it came out on PS3 first.
Mm-hmm.
Considered. Oh, one Journey.
Journey. Yeah. Oof.
Okay. Almost got me there. You almost stumped me. Great hits, by the way.
92. Yeah, and spoiler alert, the people you play in the game are other real players.
Yep.
And you don't learn that until the end credits where you list, you see everyone's PSN names. It's wild.
It's
that was game. Crazy. Number 12 came out in 2018. Another niche game.
Niche.
Their game that came out this year is one of the biggest games of the year. And everyone is horny about this game.
Story of my life. Everybody's horny about this game?
Uh-huh.
It's already come out?
Oh, yeah. We just mentioned it maybe 5 minutes ago. Oh, okay,
so this is the Baldur's Gate crew.
Correct.
Because they're all, like, horny. I'm like, everybody's horny for, like, the dude.
What's Astarion.
His name? Astarion. And I'm like, overrated, dude. Like, he's
respectfully?
Kind of, yeah.
The voice actresses for these characters? Oh, boy.
Respectfully.
I'm forgetting the orc's name.
I don't know, but she, I don't know why I find her very attractive. I don't know why. And I just furries.
They're all beautiful human beings.
But no, that's Divinity Original Sin, right?
Yeah. Correct. I'll give it to you. The second one. The
second one, yeah.
Definitive edition, I guess.
Definitive.
Okay, now we're at 13.
Okay.
This one, the only one you've gotten is Bloodborne at 15.
Yep.
So from here on out, it's like...
Okay. No pressure.
No pressure. They're big names. You should get this stuff.
Okay.
One of the greatest RPGs ever made. 2015.
Okay. 2015.
God,
2015 was a great year, apparently.
It's a great
I
year.
Don't remember at all.
Great year. Within 2 months, you got Bloodborne and then this game.
Oh, Witcher 3.
Yeah, Witcher 3. Out of 92.
Yep. I was going to actually throw Witcher 3 out there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, eventually.
At 14, in the year 2017.
Okay.
An indie darling that I despise.
An indie darling you despise?
I don't like this game.
Really?
It's an RPG.
An RPG.
It's many different endings.
Many different
endings. It is rated E, 10+. So it's not like a gory, violent thing.
Right, but you hate it.
It has an iconic mascot that does show up in Smash as an assist, I think. Or trophy, whatever that is.
An RPG that you hate?
Mm-hmm.
Indie?
Mm-hmm. The cover is literally just black with the title of the game in white with a little bit of red.
Oh. Is it the... not Deltarune, but the other one?
Correct. Undertale.
Undertale. Yeah, I look at it, I'm like...
It's not my favorite.
I already think it's overhyped. To be honest with you,
it's not my favorite.
Just the way people talk about it, and I look at it, I'm like, I don't know. I'm gonna blow my nose, but buy me time.
No, that's fine. Number 16, because you already got Bloodborne at 15. In the year 2016, rated M, the sequel, another Doom? Indie game.
Oh, never
mind. No, another indie game. We're still waiting on this studio's next game. Still.
Still waiting on the studio's next game.
This was their last game that they made. Officially, was this one in 2016.
See, when you give me indies, I'm going to...
Side-scrolling.
Oh.
Puzzles. Platforming. No real combat, I don't think. I personally have not played it.
Oh, wait. No real combat?
No. I don't think any, actually.
Puzzle?
But you do die a lot.
You die a lot. Is it the one where you got like people are writing it down in notebooks trying to solve it?
No, you're thinking Gone Home, I think. That is not it.
No, it was like, well, it was more colorful.
No, definitely not.
All right, this one's probably something. Give me one more hint. One more hint.
Their first game is also well received. It is black and white.
Black and white.
And you play as a little boy.
Limbo?
That is their first game.
That's their first game. Oh, they made another game after that.
Yeah, and Limbo that's 2? This one at 16. No. It's Limbo 2. The game is Inside.
Oh, right, Inside. I was never a big Play fan dead. Of either. Yeah,
that's fair.
Never a big fan. I'm not going to lie to you.
At 17.
Okay.
2018.
All right, 2018. Year of our Lord.
Year of our Lord. February release in 2018.
Jesus, okay.
Another re-release came out on previous consoles. Plural.
Consoles. Okay.
From a studio that wasn't part of first party yet.
Ooh. Shadow of the Colossus.
Ding, ding, ding. There you go. Number 17.
I was literally thinking about that game today.
Yeah.
What a fucking gem.
I just realized, yeah, no, it was a PS2 game, and then it was on PS3 and PS4. It's wild.
And honestly,
what a game. Where you're the villain. Spoilers. You're the villain. Yeah. That's crazy. Like,
the memories I have of Ico and Shadow of the Colossus is of my friends playing them. Like, don't get me wrong, I played the remake, right? Fantastic. But, like, yeah, great games.
Yeah, great games. Number 18, I don't even know if I want to include this one.
What?
It's not that it's bad. It's just, like, it's shocking to me that this is rated so high.
Really? Okay.
And so close to the base game, which is already in the top 20, and you already guessed it.
Oh, is it The Witcher 3 Blood and Wine?
Correct.
How the fuck did I get that?
I don't know. That is impressive.
Because, like, honestly, I know it's a DLC. It's kind of like the conversation that I had with you about Phantom Liberty. It's like Blood and Wine or whatever is so impactful to the game overall that it's like the standard bearer for like expansions. Fair. For what everybody has ever said, it's like it is borderline perfect.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Why did this just change?
Uh-oh.
Like there's a
Elden Ring.
Oh, because they all have the same meta score.
Okay.
So I guess the way they are ordered is different, I guess, depending on how you load the page. I went to page 2 just to see, because I have a follow-up question when we're done. But I remember which one's which. Okay, the next one. Another indie game.
Okay.
The first of the studio's games, I think.
Okay.
First. Another re-release. Previously re-release. Was a PS3 game.
Okay.
Some it's may talking. Say it's like a tech demo.
Tech demo.
Nature themed. All you're doing is whipping about in the wind.
Entwined, right?
Or nope. It? You're close though. You're close gameplay wise, I guess. You're just in the wind, beautiful green grass areas.
Was it from the same people that made Journey?
Correct.
Why didn't I what is the name? I thought it's
the name of a plant. Name of a plant.
Oh, flower, right?
It's there you go, flower. Yeah. Mm. At a 91.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then at number 20.
Yes.
The most, nope, not the most recent. I take that back. 2019.
Okay.
Go back a few years. We were doing this podcast.
Okay.
Think about one of your favorite games of 2019. That's all I'm going to give you. Anything else?
One of my favorite games of 2019.
Yep.
Well, we got to think about 2019, right?
Go for it.
2019 was, you know what? I was going to fucking troll you. I literally messaged you like this week on Death Stranding was game of the year 2019. It was even close. Oh my God.
But yeah, think of that conversation that we had, a stance that I have now changed.
Stance you have now changed.
Yeah.
And 91
because of this.
So I already said it was a Death Stranding.
No,
because that was a very polarizing game. Another one that comes to mind is Control, but Control's not there. There's too many bugs in it. I remember that. That's actually rated a mid 80 game.
And I think too low.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Game's incredible.
Yeah.
Then you have Jedi Fallen Order, but that also had a lot of bugs at the time.
I think we're in the 90s. This is sitting at a 91. We're in the 90s.
So, God, what was it? 2019? Jesus Christ. I've named a lot of them.
Except for the one.
The one.
One of your loves of your life is in this game.
My Kyle, come on. That's not a good hint.
Yeah, it is, because she reappears in a game that came out this year.
She reappears in a game that came out this year.
Same franchise.
Same Hitman?
Nope. You play as the same character, too. Come on, Joe. I'm sending it to you telepathically. Nagachaka's screaming wherever he is right now.
Oh, is it? Is it? Did it really come out that year? Nier Automatopoeia?
Nope. The other one. The other one that Nagachaka loves.
Oh, Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Correct.
Because you wouldn't let me put it there because this was a remake.
That was my dumb stance, which I have now changed. Because RE4 is definitely one of my favorite games of the year. Yeah, RE2 is real good.
RE2 is real good. Oh my goodness. So that is second Separate Ways DLC.
Same. I bought it. I just need to re-download RE4.
Yeah.
So that's the top 20. Goes to 91. But
Jesus Christ. That's a lot.
I want you to give me a ballpark number.
Okay.
Where do you think Ghost of Tsushima is on this list, number-wise? And then Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's probably like in the 30s.
Oh, my apologies. The XCOM 2 that was in the top 20?
Yeah.
Is an expansion.
Oh, okay.
The main XCOM 2 is only sitting at 87.
Fair enough. But I would say somewhere in the 30s, because like I think high 80s is like up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would think so too. Spider-Man's currently the 73rd highest rated game on PS4.
Say that again, I just ripped my fucking nasal cavity. You hear that?
I didn't hear it, I saw it.
There's no blood.
Spider-Man is the 73rd highest rated game.
Jesus.
73, sitting at an 87.
One of my favorite games of all time.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you think Ghost is at?
312. Right?
Hold on, let me keep going.
Okay. One of my favorite games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, all these reviews, they're so silly, guys.
They really are. We're splitting hairs. I'm now currently on number 149, and the scores are at 85.
Yeah.
Like, knock it off.
Games are fucking cool, dude. And once you live to accept that, you live in a good time to be alive.
I'm shocked I haven't run into it yet, though, honestly.
Kyle, I have a question. Larian has been teasing Baldur's Gate 3 on a physical disc.
Yes, please.
I would fucking get that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
You in a heartbeat. Me? Yes. Because they have a previous relationship with Limited Run, because I have Divinity 2 physical on Switch through them.
Oh.
That is currently my most expensive game that I own.
Really?
It's like going for $200 now, because they don't. It's out of stock. You can't get it.
Yeah. Holy shit. Okay.
Just for reference, Miles Morales is sitting at 232 on this list.
Fair enough.
But where is Ghost? I still haven't run into it yet. Continue. You said Ghost is what, at an 80?
82, I think.
82 for Ghost?
Yeah, it's one of the greatest.
What are we talking about?
I know, but it's like I feel like nowadays, Kyle,
Forbidden West is this far down.
Yeah, it's great. It's like
Control 312.
Wow, that was the 312th one.
312th game is Control.
The thing that I think now more than recently, we really are splitting hairs. That's why, like, when I was talking about, like, the consoles, like, guys, like, I've seen a lot of animosity. It's like, it's not, no one's dying, you know? Like, let's just all take a breath.
There's literally hundreds of very well-made games.
Like, I like the whole thing with Starfield. Starfield's still my game of the year this year. I can't tell you what the fuck it reviewed. I don't care what number it's at. I really like that game. You know, the only games that I care that is, you know, on our Fantasy Critic League. 86, that's great.
Yeah.
Why are we complaining?
While I'm still searching for Ghosts and the number, Death Stranding, 363rd.
Jesus.
Also rated an 82. So it's lumped into all these other ones, Ghosts, but it's in the high 300s, low
400s. I really love Death Stranding because it really
I do too. I want to replay the director's cut so bad.
It's a game that takes fucking chances. And you don't see a game with a budget like that take fucking chances, you know? Like, we talk about the one thing I want to really just highlight here, the games that are the highest rated. Take a look at that
20. I broke Metacritic, by the way. It just stopped working.
Fuck. But so many of them are indie games. These smaller games, because they're smaller, they get to experiment more, you know? Like, I don't know, man. That's... And to see Death Stranding go, you know what? I'll see that $100 million, and I'm going to make a walking game about creating slingshots that'll catapult me across a continent is fucking cool.
Yeah. And also, yeah, why do I not have the pink controller yet? I don't know.
I'm going to fix that.
That story's batshit crazy, but, like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Soundtrack slaps.
Amazing.
Yeah. I do. This is a patron exclusive.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into full details. I'm not going to name anything at all.
Don't tell me anything, dude.
But I have exciting news next week and I can't wait to say it.
I couldn't even. What news, dude?
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Can't even tell you.
It's crazy.
I was so happy though when I saw said news.
Yep.
I was like,
if I didn't remember to check my email, I would have not have known.
Yeah, it's not Spider-Man. That's the only end.
No, it's not Spider-Man.
Nothing PlayStation don't love as much.
No,
you know, which
we're a ways away from that yet.
I think we're closer than we think.
Sure.
I think we're closer. I think, listen, give us, what's the next one?
Helldivers? I don't know. I yelled at them a whole lot this episode. You did. So.
You did. Well, that's true. That's true. But like Helldivers, I think we got a shot.
Mm-hmm. I have that pre-ordered physically. Whether or not it's my kind of game, the fact that it's a physical thing,
yeah. Yeah, I'll fuck with it.
Yeah.
Here's one more thing before we go.
Yep.
I saw on GameStop. There's like a clearance sale on a whole lot of games.
Oh, yeah. No, I took part.
Oh, yeah? What did you get?
I have Immortals of Avium.
Oh, okay.
That shipped already, and I have it. And on its way is because I don't know where it went. I don't know where my PS4 Witcher 3 is, so I bought PS5 Witcher 3. Nice. I think it's like $16 or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I got to see. I want to get Forspoken. It's only $15.
And Forspoken. That's the other one.
Yeah. It's like only $15.
In store, by the way, the Callisto Protocol Collector's Edition is $50 with the statue.
Callisto Protocol right here, right now, $5.
That's for the game. I'm talking about the statue. The $200 thing is only like $50.
Yeah.
Horizon Forbidden West Collector's Edition, $60.
Oh, shit.
Street Fighter 6, also $60, that $250 edition.
Yeah.
There's another one, too, that's crazy, but they're in-store only, so if your store doesn't have one, you're out of luck.
Right. I'm gonna pick up Forspoken. If it's only $15, it'll eventually... Like, why not, dude?
Yeah.
You know, physical media, I've always been a champion of it, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are your feelings on, I don't know, collection editions not including a disc?
I think people, if you already spent how much money, a whole bunch of it, It's fine. It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pick up in a store. Hey, here's the thing. Valkyrie Elysium, $10. Makes me want to.
Yeah.
Makes me go, why the fuck not, you know?
I had to stop myself, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Forspoken and Witcher 3 are the only other two outside of
fair.
Immortals. Except
Forspoken, Immortals, I want to give it a shot.
Immortals was, I think, $25-$30, brand new.
Metroid Dread, only $40. Guys, buy Metroid Dread. It's one of the greatest games ever. Are you kidding
me? It's a PlayStation game.
It's a PlayStation game. We've adopted it. Oh, yeah. Tales of Arise, $5.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm thinking about that, too.
So take a look. Do you have to be a pro member? I forget.
Yes. I think to get the steeper sales, yes.
So that there is a caveat, but the sales are oh my God. The sales are crazy right now.
But like the Need for Speed Unbound, mm-hmm. I want to get it, but it's only the Xbox edition is for $10.
Yeah, no thank you.
No thank me. Yeah, I mean no thank you.
And GameStop does this really stupid thing that I hated when I worked there. And I got in trouble for pointing it out. They don't adjust the pre-owned prices.
Yeah.
So when you go to the website, you go in the store.
How the fuck did you get in trouble for that?
What? Because they made more money from selling pre-owned things than new things. So my manager at the time, he didn't last very long. He was like, hey, don't point that out. But like if a family's here with a little kid and I can hear them, you know, debating on the one game they get to play for the next couple months. I'm going to make sure they get the cheapest option. I'm not a demon.
Why shouldn't I get Lord of the Rings Golem?
How much is it?
It's $10 for the Xbox version. I really want to see how bad that game truly is.
Ooh.
Ooh, Tactics Ogre Reborn.
Stream it for Extra Life. We play Lords of the Ring Golem.
I mean,
I feel like we could have a good time with that.
I like a good tactics.
Now that there's share play, right? We can take each over each other's game.
You're selling me.
Could be fun.
Fuck it, tech. God. Why not? Why not just treat myself a little bit? Gosh darn it. Diophil Chronicle, already $20.
Is that... No, that's not the one that is completely, like, offline, right? That's Babylon's Fall.
Right.
That's completely over and done with.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I also forgot to get Saints Row on the PlayStation Plus thing.
Ah, okay. That's on sale at GameStop.
It's on sale for $10. PlayStation, yeah. So I'm gonna grab that. Pick it up. Interstate. Should I just get it shipped here?
Yeah.
I mean, Clifton Shopping Center has it. If you want to assassinate me, I may pick that up. Why not? Oh wait, but then it changes, right? Then I gotta ship same day today. Let me just see. Oh wait, because it's only free shipping if I spend over $70, though.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Plus, you can go and see if they have the Callisto Collector's Edition.
I mean, well, here's the thing. It was a... Collector's Editions, here's a rule. You have to be a sequel. You have to be a PlayStation exclusive for me to be interested.
Yeah. You know? Or From Software.
Or From Software. Yeah, I've not beaten...
Reminds me, I'm going to do that right now. I need to DM... Todd. Akshra.
Yes. Like Todd Howard?
Because he's sending me the collector's edition, correct?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I never thanked him, so I got to make sure I do that.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, and Ains is shipping mine. And he's like, no need for the payment yet. He's like, you pay me when I ship it to you. I'm like, damn, Ains, you're a man of character. I would be like, where's my money, bitch? Like, right now, where's my money, bitch? I'm like, all right, shit. I'm still looking. Near Replicant, $15. Mm-hmm. But you can get that on PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm. I literally did this yesterday. I went through the entire list.
Yeah, I want to go through the entire list with you. I got nowhere to be.
No, I'm not saying that as a slight. I'm just saying how funny it is. I did this literally last night.
Ooh, Jedi Academy. 1 and 2.
Did you see that really awesome Switch bundle?
No.
Of all the Star Wars games?
Uh-uh.
You haven't seen this?
Show it to me right now.
Have you seen it? Have you heard this?
But wait, is it the one just on Switch, though?
I think so.
I think I've seen it, but I do want it anyway.
It's a cool cover art.
God, Star Wars is cool, dude.
Where is it? Yeah, it's called the Heritage Pack.
Heritage Pack.
So it in the physical edition for $60 on December 8th, it comes with Republic Commando, Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Knights of the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic 2, and Star Wars Racer.
Huh.
All in one package on Switch.
Hot damn.
That's a pretty good deal.
Real talk, if that was on PlayStation, I would be getting it.
Day one. Yeah.
Day one. Yeah, absolutely. Hoo-wee. Well, listen, everybody, that has been the Trophy Room After Show. We hope you all enjoyed it. I definitely did. Let me know if you did down in the comments below. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep hunting, keep your wits about you, keep playing PlayStation.
Love you.
See y'all.